games, and beer.
Okay, well.
You want to try that again?
Live for the 6 Subhorn Basement. Other guys, games, and beer. Whatever the hell this is. It's ASMR. Beer court.
Looks like I'm sleeping with my head down.
I mean, we might have been. Yeah, sound problems. That's pretty typical with us.
Hey, you know, we could always...
Well, we did try to do something nice.
Yeah.
For the sound, and that's what you fucking get.
That serves us right.
Yeah. That'll learn ya. Try to do nice things.
Yeah.
So these kind of suck. Probably because they don't...
I don't think they
I think it's because they don't have power, to be honest. I think it's probably not...
USB power is not enough?
Maybe.
That's tough to say.
It's really weird because the sound levels appear to be the same, actually, on both mics. So, like, if I turn on the M audio, you're getting the same decibel range. But for some reason, when it goes through here, it doesn't do that. Do I care?
Not really.
Wait a minute. Why go to here? Well, do we care? Do we care? Not really.
What do we care about?
Very little.
You know what we care about?
What do we care about, Rob?
I think we care about beer court.
Ba-da-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum.
I don't even see the beer court logo. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-ba-da-da. God, we're low rent.
Wow, tonight we are super low rent. But that's okay because we've got something that's not low rent. What do we have tonight, Ryan?
That was this, Toppling Goliath Brewing Company's Dragon Fandango. Beer with mango, passion fruit, and dragon fruit all are combined to create this unique kettle sour beer. So raise a glass, dance the fandango, and celebrate these tropical fruits.
Hmm.
Okay.
What does kettle sour mean? Does anyone know?
No. Well, yeah.
I don't drink sours. I love the can, though.
That's pretty looking.
That is a seriously cool can.
Toppling Goliath has good beers.
They have. We've done some of their other stuff on the show and have been happy with all of what we've had from them. So
I'm going to be forced to, like, actually, like, edit this, all right?
I don't know. Is it that bad?
But it's like, you know, I don't know. Anyway, let's take a moment. Let's just breathe in, breathe out. Relax a little bit. Ignore the mics that we spent all that time setting up and failed miserably.
They we really... They do look good, though.
They do look
professional.
Nice. Yeah. They're just laying all over the table. strewn everywhere. Those of you who are listening to the audio version, welcome aboard! Welcome aboard to Amazon Podcasts. Welcome aboard to... What else are we on? We're on some other stuff too now.
We are on
Spotify.
iTunes.
Spotify. Spotify, we're on.
Yeah,
we're on Spotify now.
Rob put us on a whole bunch of places this week. I mean, we were on there periodically, but Rob has set up this really nice.
I don't think we ever made it to Amazon because.
No, that's true. So we're new to Amazon.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that. Getting on the beer court, let's go back to what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
Talking about the beer!
Where am I?
Sour beer that has unfiltered for sediment. Well, we'll have sediment.
Ah.
Alright, so let's
ooh, it's not...
Wait, wow, it's is that a reddish color?
I think we need a glass.
Oh, I think we need a glass, too.
At least to see...
It's red, dude. It looks like a Hawaiian punch in a glass, in a can. Okay, that concerns me a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was drinking the wrong beer.
What?
I was drinking the wrong beer.
Well, you didn't even open the one.
I know. I, like, grabbed this beer. I was drinking it, thinking, it doesn't seem that fruity to me.
Just wash out the fruit slices, though, with the other beer.
With more fruit? Wait. Oh, it smells like ass.
Ooh, okay, that,
it does smell ass.
That is a,
whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, damn.
That is,
What the fudge?
That's interesting.
That is,
we should have done this for Halloween and said we were drinking blood.
Yeah, really?
Kettle souring is a method for making beer sour that involves adding lactobacillus.
I met him in high school.
Bacteria to the wort before boiling. The bacteria produces lactic acid, which gives beer a tart flavor.
So it almost looks like it has a thickness to it.
Wait, if it has lactic, is it...
Is it breast milk based?
No, well, they're using the bacteria, not...
Bacteria. Okay.
Oh, no, they use breast milk to make this.
Well, there's pieces in this
one. They did say unfiltered, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even looking at the bubbles in this glass, it makes it look more viscous. Seriously, look at this.
That is not a natural red, guys. They've added some kind of coloring to it to boot.
So, for those of you who are listening, number one,
looks like a Hawaiian Punch.
It's not the Kool-Aid Man.
It looks like a Hawaiian Punch.
The bust end of the...
But see, what I said about the bubbles, it makes it look...
It does.
Yeah.
It looks kind of thick.
And it feels a little thicker than...
It seriously...
I mean, if it was Halloween, it'd probably be like, this is a great looking...
Honestly, if you're looking for that beer to serve on Halloween, for the appearance alone, it looks like a glass of blood.
It does.
Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little...
No, not really, dude. I've seen Bloody Marys that light. Okay, so anybody else? Tastes like I'm drinking a glass of rhubarb.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure, put my finger on.
Is that
rhubarb?
That is?
Wow, it's rhubarb.
It's very fruit.
Now that you said that, like,
fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit.
I think it's the mango and the other fruits, and they're really just kind of blending. And they have that taste that you get from passion fruit that is combined with that, too.
Wow.
But yeah, that's right.
I guess it's just not what we've normally...
Honestly, and the reason I say this, I literally was just making rhubarb salsa this week.
Yeah, 100%, that's what it reminds me of.
This is like drinking a glass of rhubarb juice. Not saying that's bad.
I was going to say, I don't mind this.
You know, all of a sudden, and generally, again, I don't enjoy sours. One, it's not overly sour.
It's not intensely sour.
Right, I'm not puckering up when I drink it.
It's not very much of beer either.
I'm going to agree with you on that. That is about
It's like a smoothie.
This is about as far from a beer as I think you can brew and still call it a beer.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I just said, it's a beer. Well, what kind? So we saw a kettle sour and we're like, okay.
All right. Do they have ingredients list down here?
Ingredients. The extract.
Wow. Guys,
we
have talked about this before. Don't print yellow on a red can. You know why? Because I can't read it.
It's 4.2. It's not a high ABV.
So this would actually be a good summer drinker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I don't know if this is a beer that I want to drink a lot of. So the tall boy, I'm like...
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of beer.
It might be overkill.
But like I said, I don't hate this. It is very different.
Oddly enough now, after having something sweet before it, I actually got a little mango that time. That could have just been a chunk of mango in here because it's unfiltered anyways. But
okay, it has Citra hop.
All right.
Citra hop.
Which is normally the fruity. Wow. Is it using a hop makes it a beer? Is that...
No.
No?
No, 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 no. If you want to go with the German purity laws, especially that.
No hops?
No, I got to have hops in it.
I do not like German purity laws at all. I don't like that whole idea.
It was a no idea.
Yeah.
But.
They actually have a longer description on their site. Join the dragon at a dance to celebrate this unique kettle sour. See, they actually say kettle sour in the description there.
Right.
You have to find it on the underside of the box. Blended with dragon fruit, mango, and passion fruit, like it said. Pureed. Oh, it's pureed, so.
Okay, so
they were pureed.
Yeah. That's one of the chunks.
Named dragon due to the use of the dragon fruit, and fandango after the dance in South America where dragon fruit originates from. Dragon fruit is both fruity, yep.
And dragony. Oh.
With a dry finish, raise a glass, dance the fandango, and then, yeah, to celebrate the magic of these tropical fruits. So,
you know, again, it's not bad. I'm not going to lie. I thought I was going to hate it. I don't hate it.
Yeah, but this is something you drink a little bit of, and that's it, I feel like. At least for me.
This to me, it's a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Is this what threw me off with Ecto Cooler at first?
It could be. See, I don't call Ecto Cooler beer though either.
Do they?
I don't.
Do they?
I don't think they do actually.
I could totally see someone not liking that, and I'd be totally fine with that, even if they like sours. But to me, I'm honestly, I don't know how to describe it, but it's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's I think we're stretching a little bit calling it a beer.
Oh, 100%.
I'll hold it up to the camera one more time so people can see why I say that. That it's tough to call that a beer, kids. I mean,
yeah.
They do.
Ecto Cooler's listed as a seltzer. So
it's a, yeah. This is, you know, I would call this more that along that line. I know
is fruit punch.
I know it's a hard fruit punch. I don't, you know, but again, that being said, I'm not minding it. All right, Rob, what do you? I mean, how about you? I mean, you hating it? You loving it?
I don't hate it, but I don't like it. I came in for the mood with a beer mood. And that might be what's ruining it.
Okay, that could do it.
I think 20-year-old me would enjoy this a hell of a lot more than 50-year-old me enjoys it. You know what I mean? It'd probably be, like, if you're a 20-something, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're throwing a party. This is kick-ass party booze right here.
Agreed.
It's just...
But it's only 4.2. It's not that strong.
It's just, I like my beer kind of like... Beer. I like my soul. Bitter.
Yeah, okay, well...
And kind of hoppy. You know what I mean? It's not... It's not beer to me. It tastes like high C light.
Again, it's a fruit punch.
Yeah, light C, high C after like the ice melt.
Do they say what grain they use in brewing it? You know, they said all that fruit. They said the hops. I didn't hear any grains in that description.
Maybe that's what's got me going.
I don't think there's any grains, dude. I'm betting you there's zero grains.
I'm trying to find what else might be in it.
What else might be in it? Yeah. Well, I'm going to bet a red dye. Because that color red rarely occurs naturally when you're making stuff.
I'll give it an extra point.
The fruit that they use, you don't really have that, except like in the skin of the dragon fruit.
Yeah, the skin, right. Not in the actual...
That's what it is. It's dragon fruit skin.
There we go.
Yeah.
Everything just keeps going about, it's got a citra hop in it. Like.
Yeah, we... Yeah, lots, yeah. All right, well... All right, any other thoughts? Okay, well, let's do the obvious question. Tyler, party cooler?
Maybe on a summer day.
Okay.
Maybe.
Ryan, party cooler?
It would have to be split with someone, I think.
Yeah. That was your comment, and it's in a tall boy. Rob, party cooler?
Probably not for me. I mean, again, 20-year-old me. Definitely. I better say 21-year-old me
at a party,
to be politically
though.
Correct. 21-year-old me.
of legal drinking age, Rob.
To be fair, 15-year-old me would have drank it like a fish.
Mm.
This is a good one to split with people at a party. Like, hey, check out this weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
see the can, you see the like, oh, look at that.
Oh, the can.
Like, that's
cool.
Enough to make
even
it kind
like,
of...
Even if
it's like poured into a shot glass, everyone take a sip, try it.
Yeah. That would actually...
See, they do say beer here, and I bet there's no grains in here. I'm betting there's no grains. I bet they just use the fruit base, citra hops, and ferment it.
I think that this is an excellent example of what it is. You know what I mean? It's not... Yeah, I just don't know if I'd call it a beer.
I'm going with Rob. I'm not grabbing it from the party cooler. Not that it's bad.
I'm troubled by this, because it's not...
But if I'm going in the party cooler for a beer...
I'd be very disappointed.
I would be ultra disappointed if I yanked this fucker out. I
just cracked it open and went, whoa, what happened there?
Thank you. I wanted a beer. So that's exactly what would happen.
Spit out, it went bad.
Can we all agree that it's not bad for what it is?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It is, I would even arguably say it is good because I would like it next to many types of this kind of alcohol. I like it better than that. I'm struggling with it being a beer.
I'm going to agree with you on that. Okay, well, then this one's probably going to go quickly. Ordering it at the pub?
No.
Ordering at the pub?
Uh-huh.
Rob, ordering at the pub?
Nah.
Only if I can get a piece of rhubarb pie with it. No, it tastes like rhubarb.
Actually.
Although if somebody had one next to it, like, what's that?
I might try a sip.
Give me a sip. But yeah. It'd be hard to order.
Yeah, no, I'm not ordering
it. Knowing what it is, I'm telling you.
I want a beer. And this is not a beer.
I bet if I was in the right mood, I'd drink it again. You know what I mean?
No, just something like the party cooler on a summer day or something. That might be nice.
A summer day agreed. If it was, you know, it's like 100 out and 8 out, and you want some juice to drink, this is perfect.
It tastes like juice.
But also being like only 4.2%?
Yeah, it's an all-day drinker, that's for damn sure. You could drink this all day.
Oh, I couldn't.
Okay. If you could stomach it, you could drink it all
it's
day.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
To me.
Really?
To me, it
okay,
tastes
I can get the sweetness in it.
I'm not getting a ton
but
of
it,
sweet.
But I think the sour really covers it up a lot.
Again, it's not bad. It's fine for what it is. It's just not a beer.
I guess maybe I eat a lot of sour and not a lot of sweet.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it strikes me as sweeter as maybe somebody else would.
All right, let's see what we all think of this in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can drink it, but it's not. I don't know. It said beer. We kind
of
got thrown
mid ground because, again, it's one of those things that you just have to want and be in the mood for. And if you wanted them, then it's great. But 99% of the time, I don't want that.
I agreed. And again, if you're throwing a Halloween party and you want some fake blood to drink, this looks like a glass of fake blood. Again, it's perfectly fine. Judge Rob, now that we've taken a vote on this one, I think you need to pass verdict on Dragon Fandango, the thing that says it's a beer.
Yeah. Dismissed.
Can't charge
this. This court could not charge it. We do not have jurisdiction over this drink.
I would agree with you on that one. That was brilliant. All right. Hey, so, Rob, what do we got coming up?
We got Pittsburgh.
We're going to be in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Guys, in 2 weeks, we will be in Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh Gaming Expo in Monroeville. I think in Monroeville. It's right outside of Pittsburgh proper. We are we're bringing the Full Steel Battalion, 10 rigs. We're going to bring the Atari Video Game Selection Center from Sears. And we're going to bring a surprise now. So there's going to be a few things to do. We're going to be a fairly small display. We're really just going there to run Steel Battalion. But we'll be doing some live broadcasting from there. They've partnered with a local brewery who's brewed an Oktoberfest that I'm dying to try specifically for the show. We'll do a live beer cart from there. We'll be doing some interviews and arranging some more interviews. So lots coming up from that. But that's not all we've got coming up, Rob. 2 weeks later, what are we doing?
I almost said.
What did you almost say?
I almost said Man with Power. I swear to God. Game Hulk.
Still Madison.
It's still Madison.
Yeah, fair enough, right? We're gonna be in Madison for Game Hulk Con.
Yeah.
I'll be there Friday night.
All right.
Chilling out.
This is a
nice chill one.
We just do interviews. We don't run any games at that one. But we do get a ton of great interviews. Indie game developers, old-time industry experts, some amazing, cool artists and craftspeople. So definitely, though, you'll see a whole bunch of content coming up from that in the near future. We'll be having people from there on the show on Tuesday nights. So definitely kind of keep an eye open for that stuff. And then G2B is going to be taking a break. That'll be on the last show that we have on this year's worldwide tour.
Brown Liquor Christmas!
No, I said tour. The tour part.
Well, you're not going to...
Our shirt is over.
No, not yet.
The shirt has been...
The shirt, yes. We've gotten through the listing on the shirt. So we will definitely be out and about next year. Big plans coming up. Lots of things. Maybe a few new things. Maybe a few old things. Well, a lot of old things.
we're old things.
Yeah, we are. We're very old things. So definitely we'll be keeping you guys informed on that. Working on all sorts of big changes here at G2B, Rob. Rob's been kind of going ham on stuff lately. So lots of big changes coming up. People,
maybe we'll get the mic system to work.
By next week, maybe.
This is a simple thing for any IT person to do, yet, nearly 80 years of combined experience still cannot get this thing to work properly.
It looked like it was working properly. The everything.
I think the M audio might have seen its last... I think it might be on its last legs.
You were getting fine.
I was getting good feed. I don't know.
No, you were getting good feed on that. I mean, everything looked fine on there. I don't know why it was.
It's
so
on
quiet.
Crack.
So, all right. So, hey, guys, we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Rob, do we have anything lined up for next Tuesday yet? Interviews of any kind? All right,
I don't think we do. We might have an interesting topic, though. I'll do an interesting topic if we don't. This is every episode's brought to you by Lionheart Racing. Lionheart Racing, all the joys of racing without the rubber hot dogs. If you want to go visit some racing action with real announcers, I mean, they're real people racing, too, but real announcers, professional racers, you can go to www.guysgamesandbeer.net, click through that big red and blue 77, red, white, and blue America 77.
Hey, yeah, check out the other links we have over there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we do have other links down there. Check them all out. Also, well, what else is there to say? You can visit us. Can I speak? You can visit us on www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where we do live stream this recording every Tuesday around 6:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, check out the dankest memes by the Master Memetology, Dallas. I'm not going to say the rest of it.
We miss you, Dallas.
Yeah, where you been, buddy? I mean, he's definitely posting. He's still alive.
He's alive. We know he's alive.
We know he's alive because he's been posting memes that make you not sleep at night.
Yeah, there's a few, man. There's been a few.
Yep, so if you're looking for curated memes, that's the place to go. That's www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Check out the Guys Games and Beer support group. That's it. We're going to head out. We're going to see you next week with what is going to probably be a full-length episode. I'm still deciding. We've got a couple of topics that we've been floating for a while, but I want to do something a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more in-depth.
All right.
So we'll be doing games that feature corn chips.
Oh, I like that one.
That's going to be good.
That's a topic for you. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.